That's right. It is time for Swimming Upstream, the time of the week where we take a look at all of the wonderful content on our streaming services. We make our way through it, pick out some of the hidden gems you may not know about, some easy listening, easy watching for your Sunday afternoon. I'm joined in studio by our resident, Swimming Upstream connoisseurs. Ooh, Sam and Chris, good morning.
Morning, Jess.
Hi.
How are we?
It's
a very fancy word to call you, I think. I kind of always think of connoisseur ice cream, though.
Ah.
So now I'm just hungry. But that's okay, because I'm hungry for some good content. We've got some pretty cool stuff this week for Swimming Upstream. Who are we delving into?
First.
Okay.
Sam
first.
Right in.
What have we got?
Well, I've really enjoyed how Netflix has put more of a focus on stand-up comedy recently.
Mm.
There was a Jerry Seinfeld special last month, but that's hardly a hidden gem. They have an amazing back catalogue of stuff, though. I want to recommend, in particular, Hannibal Buress, who's an awesome African-American comedian. He's got a show, a comedy special, Comedy Camisado.
Okay.
It's a very interesting name, but doesn't really matter, I guess. He's a great performer. He's really relaxed and observational when he's on stage.
Amazing.
And he's adaptable as well. Like, there are so many effortless segues. Like, sometimes he'll get quiet and go into like more personal stuff about where he gets his inspiration from. And then he'll just delve into these impassioned debates about the etiquette of when to do up or not to do up your fly. it's really cool.
That's cool.
Very cool kind of comedian.
That's cool. So he's on Netflix, is he?
He's on Netflix.
Do you think Hannibal's his real name?
Yeah, this is his real name.
Wow.
Unfortunate name. That's an unfortunate.
I think it's a really cool name.
But like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
That's true, but you know.
Maybe his parents were big fans of like crime fiction or something like that.
Possibly.
Something along those lines. No,
I haven't looked up his background, so.
No, this one looks cool, though.
It is really cool. The material itself is awesome as well. It kind of hits a middle point between socially conscious comedy and just taboo stuff as well.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, he's known for comedy about African American culture. One of his earlier sets actually touched on Bill Cosby's rape allegations.
Ooh.
Wow.
And he's now accredited for like bringing that issue into the mainstream media.
Huh. Oh, go Hannibal.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of outlets picked it up after that. At the same time, like, he's not going to like smooth over these issues. He's not afraid to like push the envelope, delve into darker comedy.
Okay. Yeah.
It's also hilarious how the show like slowly descends into weirder stuff. There's eventually all this talk about fleshlights and pornography. I was asking myself, how did it get to this point?
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Yeah, it's like just going deeper and deeper into this guy's mind.
Clearly not one to watch with the kids.
Yeah, it's an MA-rated comedy show. Most comedy specials on Netflix are quite
Okay. Okay.
But one final point is I think his voice is hilarious as well.
Okay.
Sometimes it is actually kind of reminiscent of Bill Cosby, ironically. He'll just slur for no reason sometimes. I'm pretty sure he's doing it on purpose because it gets me every time. I wish I had an example to show, but I mean, it's a great show. And it's just over an hour long.
Oh, perfect.
It's nice. But he also has three other stand-up specials on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
He's a really prolific comedian. So.
But there is such an emphasis on stand-up comedy on Netflix at the moment, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's all. I haven't found one that I haven't enjoyed yet.
Really?
Like, I mean, I could list like Patton Oswalt is a good one, Jim Jefferies.
Jim Jefferies.
And there's a bunch of female stand-up comedians as well, which I haven't got into
yet. A Kitty Flanagan does a special on Netflix that is so good.
Oh, she's great.
I think it's called Hello Kitty. It's hilarious. I love Kitty Flanagan. Love Australian comedians. Guy sounds really cool. Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress, Comedy Camisado.
Okay. Now, Mr. Christopher.
Yes.
What have you got, Crackalacking?
I've got a movie this week, actually. Ooh. Usually have some music, but this week I've got a movie that I checked out.
Okay.
It's called What Macy Knew, and it's streaming on Stan.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So it's a quirky and sad family drama, and it tells the story of six-year-old Macy, and she's in the middle of a custody battle between two fairly self-absorbed parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quirky and sad.
It's
a
strange mix there.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know how Juno had that quirkiness to it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But like a melancholy quirkiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
It's a similar kind of feeling to Juno, I guess. Like
All right.
Focuses on family drama and things like that.
Yeah.
A lot happens, but it's got a certain quirky edge. Yeah.
And
the thing that drew me to it in the first place is its cast. So Julia Moore.
Love her.
Love her. She is
love
just
her.
Favorite actress, hands
love
down,
everything
I think.
About her.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
So she plays a fairly self-absorbed rock star. And then Steve Coogan, he plays...
Oh.
from Alan Partridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And 24 Hour Party People.
Yeah.
He plays a sort of self-absorbed art dealer. And they're basically sort of in the middle of a custody battle, just fighting for their child and, like, using her as a bit of a pawn against each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I like it.
It's really, really great. And
it's a thinker.
It is. And one of the best things about it is you get to see the world through a six-year-old's eyes.
Mm.
So most of it is from Macy's perspective.
Wow. Oh, cool.
It's really, really great. And the child actress, her name's Anata April, and she's really believable in just portraying the confusion and emotional vulnerability
around... I was about
around...
to ask that, because, like, yeah. 90% of child actors are, like, inherently terrible.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're either wonderful or terrible.
Yeah.
There is no in-between.
She is so wonderful.
Wow.
Really understated. And
wow.
You could believe she's a real six-year-old child.
What? Yeah. Not one that Hollywood
Not
cooked
one
up
that Hollywood
for
created.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Okay, cool. So it's called What Maisie Knew.
What Maisie Knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
It's a great film.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got to mention too, it's really popular at the moment. It's getting a lot of press, but I started watching Big Mouth last night.
Ah.
See, I'm really, like, kind of iffy on that show. It's
Netflix,
very gross.
It's pretty out there. My boyfriend actually put it on and said, haha, let's see how long you can stand this. You'll hate this. I went, okay, but it's pretty, it's like an animation about going
puberty.
Through puberty.
Wow.
Told from the perspective of these two young boys, one's kind of a little further along than the other. And it's pretty funny. It's really, really absurd and just in your face.
And it kind of rides the line between, I mean, child porn almost.
No.
No? Okay.
Not at all.
Well, I mean, it's not presented in a sexual way, I know.
No.
But I know there's a lot of...
There's a lot of sex
lot of
talk
nudity.
In there.
No.
Yeah, it's animated for a start, so it's not...
Okay.
It's pretty... And there is a bit of nudity. I haven't seen a whole lot, but I've seen a bit, and a lot of the characters look like penises or turn into various genitals at some point in the show.
Okay, well.
But it's good. I feel like I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm really enjoying it. I thought it was in my delirious state at 8:30 last night, because I'm a nana on the weekends and I go to bed really early. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was really good. And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I mean, it does open a big can of worms, a very sensitive kind of...
I'm only three episodes in.
It's probably going to get worse from there.
It's only going to get worse from here, but I think it's interesting, but very popular at the moment too. So I would go for these two first.
One for watching at midnight when all the kids are in bed.
Yeah, well, these all sound like things you shouldn't be watching.
Yeah,
with the kids.
They're not. Doesn't sound like a family-friendly week.
This is a very grown-up week here on Swimming Upstream. So we've got Hannibal Buress and his comedy special, Comedy Kazmindo?
Camisado. Just look up Hannibal Buress. It's great.
Hannibal Buress. We've got What Maisie Knew streaming on Stan.
Yes.
With Julianne Moore and Steve Coogan. Absolutely fantastic. We'll put some links on the podcast at the end of the show. Chris, Sam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.